The Real Great Escape by Guy Walters. Read by Richard Burnip. Introduction. The narrative of the Great Escape resonates through our culture as persistently as the score of the film. Just as most can complete Elmer Bernstein's entire tune if they merely hear its opening B-flat and E-flat, many of us can relate the tale denoted by simply the two words, great and escape. The story of the film, for those who missed it last Christmas, is that of a group of Allied prisoners of war imprisoned in a German camp set deep in a forest in occupied Lower Silesia. Hungry to get back to the fight, and eager to prove as much of an annoyance to their captors as possible, the POWs mount an audacious plan to tunnel out of the camp in order to secure the escape of some 200 prisoners. Led by an ambitious RAF officer called Roger Bartlett, himself a veteran escaper and a survivor of torture by the Gestapo, the prisoners execute their plan with the utmost ingenuity, not only building three tunnels, but also producing perfectly forged passes and brilliantly tailored civilian clothes. Finally, the night of the escape arrives, and when the tunnel is broken, the POWs are shocked to find that it falls some 50 feet short of woods. Because of this and other mishaps, fewer than 80 manage to break free from the camp, which is nevertheless a brilliant achievement. However, of these, only 3 manage to make it home, and the remaining escapers are recaptured as they flee through various parts.